TRE Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain. Bill Padley till midday today, and once a month we have Myra here from the Citizens Advice Bureau here in Spain, and she's back with us today. Morning, Myra.
Morning, Bill. Morning, listeners.
And you brought along reinforcements today.
Oh, yes. We've got our Driving Licence Queen coming on.
Wasn't that an ABBA song, Driving Licence Queen?
Yes.
Young and sweet, only 17. Rochelle is with us. Good morning, Rochelle.
Good morning, Bill and Myra. How are you?
Very good. Looking forward to unravelling a rather large piece of wool here and opening a big can of worms.
Well, I can only hope I can be of assistance.
Oh, I'm sure you will. Now, where do we start, both you ladies? I mean, let's first of all explain for people who maybe don't know about the CAB. Myra, maybe you can just give us a kind of quick précis of what you do and how we got you here.
The Citizens Advice Bureau, we founded this about 3 years ago because I realised it was much needed because I've been a troubleshooter since 95 and I wanted to start this idea up in 98, but it wasn't till 3 years ago one summer that I just decided to go for it on Facebook.
Mm.
We have a website, but our Facebook following is like reaching 20,000.
Wow.
And the thing is, we also just don't take anybody on. We don't let anybody that wants to join, they have to have connections with Spain or be living in Spain.
Yeah.
So we could have 40,000 if we didn't block lots of people that are from nothing to do with the citizens, you know, with nothing, we can't help them and it's not really something for them.
No. And the great thing is, and particularly with Facebook, it's so reactive being on Facebook because somebody will post a question and then you'll get a huge chain of people either getting it wrong in most cases, which you then have to both come back and correct them for.
That's why when our website, we've had problems with the website, when our new website's back up, we will go back to, which a lot of people don't understand, that we will direct people to the website.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we're only three advisors, a few admin, and we'd have to be there all the time correcting, because it doesn't matter what you put on. You put the first comment with facts and somebody will come with misinformation.
Yes, absolutely.
Bless them, trying to help.
And you have lots of documents that people can download as well to make it easier, don't you?
Yeah. Yes, and a frequently asked questions on the website.
Yeah.
A lot of people tend to come to us rather than go there. It'd be great if they go there, but we're going to encourage that when our new website's up.
Fantastic. Well, Myra's here in the studio. Rochelle is joining us on the phone. Rochelle, you have taken on the, as we mentioned there, the title of Driving Licence Queen. You're very brave, I have to say, Rochelle. were you volunteered for this by Myra?
No. It sort of interested me, the subject, and together with Philip Carroll, when it first was announced, this two-year resident protocol by DGT Traffico, we sort of dove into it and tried to unravel it.
Okay, so where shall we begin? Let's talk about this two-year resident protocol, which now has its window ended, doesn't it? Its no-fines window has allegedly ended.
Yes, that has ended, yes. Shall I just explain a bit how that legislation came to be?
Oh, please do. I've got my research in front of me. Look at this, Myra. This is all, I've got pages and pages and pages.
Rochelle.
Be interested, Bill.
Rochelle, yes. If we could just mention as well that when we first saw the protocol, when we first saw this advertised by the DGT,
the press release,
was then when the three advisors from Citizens Advice, having gone through the Spanish law and the EU law, we knew there was something amiss.
Yes,
and
definitely.
Even though there was a press release, and I think there were 26 consulate members, remember, and we were behind the scenes going, oh my goodness, nobody said Bio, as they say in Spanish. Nobody said anything, so I'll pass you over to Rochelle. This is why we started to investigate.
Okay, it started all with a European directive announcing that all member states in Europe should sort of make all the validity periods for all the categories on licenses equal.
Fair enough.
Because there were loads of different time spans that they were valid for and loads of different models for driving licenses. So they tried to uniform that.
Yeah.
And that became into force in January 2013.
Mm-hmm.
And in that European directive, there was one clause, an option for member states to oblige residents who came with foreign licenses into their country and registered as residents to have them renew their license for a new one from their country of residence in a couple of cases.
Mm-hmm.
But the only the thing is with European directives, there are only They're only directives, and with options for them to become law, you have to transpose, that's a legal term, transpose them literally from the European directive into your national law
yes.
in the European member states. So when the DGT announced that they wanted practically all residents to renew their licenses for Spanish, we started digging and we tried to find whether there were any discrepancies between that option in the European directive and the actual Reglamento de Conductores, the reglement for all drivers in Spain.
Mm-hmm.
And there were discrepancies. The only thing that's really in there is the one for driving licenses that have no limitation dates, so no expiration dates, like the ones for Belgium and France. They just have, they're just eternally valid. And those have to be renewed according to the Spanish reglement when you've been a resident for 2 years.
Okay, now can we just clear up what this validity date is? I'm actually going to get
okay.
out, I'm going to get out my driving license
yes,
here because this is a source of confusion for many people.
Yes, for many guardias as well, unfortunately.
Exactly. Now, if I look at the front of my license here,
yeah.
Where it says 1, 2, 3, 4A, 4B, blah, blah, blah,
yeah, yeah.
I'm assuming that 4B is the expiry date of my license, which says November 2021.
Do you have a photocard in front of you? Yes,
I do. I do. This is
okay.
my photo card. So mine says 28th of the 11th, 2021, which makes
yes.
it six, well, 5 years from now.
Yes.
But on the back of
yeah.
the driving license, this is where it gets very confusing.
Yeah.
For each category, there are entirely different validity dates,
yeah,
most of them going to 2031, which I'll be delighted if I make.
Would that be your 70th birthday, Will?
I think it is. That's exactly
yeah.
right.
I
yes.
think it is as well.
Yes.
yes. Because that's where the what the old licenses were issued for until your 70th birthday.
Right.
Now, I don't want to criticise the UK government.
Many have already done that for you, Rochelle.
Well,
I wouldn't worry about that.
I'm a good company, then.
Oh, very good. There's a huge queue.
Okay. Well, it would have been so much easier when this new European directive became valid, when they've just sort of skipped all that thing at the back and uniformed that as well.
Mm.
But sadly enough, that's not the case. Well, we should concentrate on the part on the front.
Yes.
Because the backside is, let me say, your administrative validity date, your entitlement to drive.
Yes.
And the front part, the fact that you have a photo card that's only valid for 10 years,
mm-hmm.
that's the limitation we need to look at.
Right. Now, you say that some people have no limitation and they're only from certain countries.
Yes. Belgium, for example, and France as well, and Germany, I think, as well.
So,
they would just have nothing on the back.
Okay. So being completely logical then, everyone from the UK should have a validity date on the front.
Yes, they should.
And what does that mean then?
Well, there's two groups of licenses, two groups of categories. There's group A and B, group one that consists of group A and B, the categories A and B, so motorcycles and ordinary tourism vehicles. And there's group two, and those are the categories C and D, any of those categories. So you will probably have on the back of your license C1 and D1, if I'm not mistaken.
Very pretty pictures of little lorries. Yeah, they're very
yes.
nice. Yeah, very
well,
nice. I've never driven one, but they look lovely.
No, and
yep.
you probably never even did a special test for those either.
No.
No, those you got those as grandfather rights.
I see. I see. Right, fair
you didn't
enough.
You don't have to do anything for that, but it could get you into trouble.
Not wouldn't be the first time, believe
no,
me.
No. Only with Trafico, and who cares?
So, okay, so if I am now stopped
yes.
by the lovely people of Trafico,
yeah.
and they say, show me your license, sir, and I get this license out, what yeah. happens now?
They will ask you when you became a resident.
Right.
Were you a resident before 2011?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't even here then.
Okay. No. So your date on your green residency certificate is later than your new date on your driving license, the 2011 date, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, then we only have to look at your two-year residence.
Yes.
And that means, but you have categories C and D on your license, C1 and D1.
I do indeed, the little
Let
lorry.
Let me explain.
Yeah, and a bus.
And a bus. A bus as well. Okay. The maximum validity for those categories is 5 years.
Yes.
But because your license, the photo part, is valid for 10.
Yeah.
And at the back of it, like it would be with Spanish licenses, for example.
Yeah.
It's not cropped to 5 years.
Correct.
But instead of that, extend it until your 70th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Your license should be renewed, I'm sorry to say, Bill.
Yes.
According to the protocol.
Right. Good.
Note the according to the protocol.
According to the protocol.
If you want to avoid fines and avoid discussions with the Guardia officer when you meet them.
Right. Now, this is the whole point of this, isn't it? It's the discussions with the Guardia, and depending on which particular one you have a discussion with, they
and
seem to apply in different ways. Yes.
Yes, absolutely. The way you can defend yourself in Spanish, if you even want to bother...
No, I don't even doing that.
And blame them.
No. So let's be really clear here then. Is it legal for somebody to be fined for not following this 2-year resident protocol?
Well, that depends.
Right.
In your case, in our opinion, it would not be legal.
Mm-hmm.
But if you would have a license like from Belgium or Germany or France...
Which has no expiry date.
No expiration date at the back nor the front. Yeah. Not from the photo part, but not on the back. Then yes, you could.
So basically, if you have an expiration date, you're in luck.
Yep.
Got it. Now, I'm sorry to burden you, Rochelle, but we are going to be taking some phone calls on this from our listeners, and there's been somebody who's been desperately trying to get through for the last 10 minutes.
Okay.
We had to get through the first bit first, otherwise it doesn't make any sense. Good morning. You're live on TRE.
Good morning, Bill. John from Costa Blanca.
Hello, John. What can we do you for?
I've been here 10 years. I am a resident, and I do have a Spanish licence.
Mm.
Right? But I've got a friend who's been here 20 years. He's a non-resident, and he's now just about applying for his Spanish licence. Can he get it?
No, he cannot.
No,
he's not a resident.
Ah!
Okie doke, that's all I wanted.
That's an easy one, isn't it?
It opens a whole other kind of worms, but we're not here to talk about that today.
So if you're not a resident, you cannot get a Spanish license, even if you wanted one.
You need to show your residency.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah, so you sorted, John.
He's an ex-policeman, and he knows everything, and he reckons he's going to get it, so thank you for that.
Where have we heard that one before?
Put a bet on it, John.
Yeah, put money on it, John.
Put money on it.
Right. No.
Because he knows everything. Lovely.
Thanks, John, for your call. We're taking your calls on 952-78-4000. Now, when we get a Spanish licence, is there any disadvantage to having one?
I wouldn't know of any.
Hmm.
No, because you can even use it as an ID in Spain, so... I wouldn't know of any disadvantage, really.
This is the misconception. A lot of the expats from UK sort of don't want it because of the categories, which they can ask to be included onto, which Rochelle will explain, onto their new Spanish licence. But also this whole idea that they think they've got grandfather rights on these and that they can drive till they're 70. This is what puts people off. But I also can't think of any disadvantages either.
Mm.
Very handy.
And are there any advantages? Somebody told me... down the pub. No, actually, it was a caller earlier who said that when they changed to a Spanish licence, their insurance premium dropped.
We've heard nothing.
Which sounds discriminatory to me.
It would be. The Spanish would be up in arms.
Yeah.
Special gift.
I've never heard of that.
No. Okay, we have another call on the line. Good morning, you're live on TRE.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm alive, okay.
What's your name?
Say through, Brian Della.
Hello there.
Top of the morning, and hello, Myra.
Hi, Brian.
We must get together soon. I've got a new project for you. Okay, now, about the driving licences, I've had my Spanish driving licence for quite some time, and you've just made a statement that you cannot get them on NIE. And I got mine on NIE. In fact, the Trafico seemed extremely anxious for everybody who had a foreign driving licence, whether they were living here or not at the time, it would seem, to change it to a Spanish one. And of course the main reason is that if they get stopped or seen at the side of the road, they can trace the person, because the address of the license holder is on the Trafico
database.
So, but there are advantages as well. May I just say that I've had people contact me with medical problems in their 30s, 40s. One person, for example, who only had one eye. And he went along to get his license, whatever. He took a medical, as you have to when you do go on to the Spanish license, and found out that he still keeps his license, but he was restricted to 100 kilometres an hour. So, you know, if you've only got one eye, don't panic. You won't be stopped driving. So, you know, that makes sense.
Hmm.
The good thing about it is, of course, that... the UK, I don't know, those of us that read the UK papers and that see that there's always coming up that some 82-year-old driver caused a massive accident, what have you. And then you get all in the comments column, oh, we must stop people over 70 driving, or they must take the driving test again.
Mm.
But if they take the medical here, which is a very good medical, I passed mine in May for 5 years. I'm now 78, so I'm okay till 81, then I'll take it again. When the license expires, by the way, the Spanish license expires. If you've passed the medical and it's got 5 years on it, it'll be from 3 to 5 years, then the license actually expires, and it can be done at the medical place. You don't have to go chasing off to traffic or anything.
Mm. So, no, that's an advantage. It's a good point, actually. Brian makes a good
Brian,
point.
I'm interrupting.
Maybe a bit
no,
out of date.
No. But, of course, talking about ages, there is no age limit up for driving license, so Spanish driving to drive.
No, of course not.
There's no cut-off limit.
What I'm talking about is the age limit is when your medical period...
Yes, of course. I just thought I'd throw that in, Brian.
And then your license... Yeah, that's right. No, I'm not trying to...
No. Brian. I thought I'd throw it in for the listeners. Because we get that question.
100%, Mara. Keep up the good work.
Oh, bless you, Brian. Appreciate your call. Now, here's an interesting one for you both. We have an email here from Alan who says he is advised by his insurance company that a current license valid in your country of residence is necessary. No valid license, no insurance. And, of course, most insurance companies would then try and get out of paying. So if you had the example there where you had a UK license, but they're claiming it's not necessarily valid here, that could cause a bit of a problem, couldn't it?
Well, the biggest issue with that is, and it's really good that you mentioned that, Bill, because there's a huge amount of foreigners that were not aware of the fact that they needed to renew their license in their country of residence when it naturally expired.
Yes.
So the main, lots of the licenses I get presented to assess to see whether they should renew under the protocol or not have actually been renewed in the UK, most of them are Brits, in the UK while they were residents in Spain.
Yes.
And that could cause grave problems when you get into an accident because the insurance companies will use that to their advantage and they will say, and they're right in saying that, that your license is not valid to drive, period.
Mm.
So not even according to any protocol or anything, you renewed it irregularly, not in your country of residence, and that's why it's not valid to drive.
And is it not the case, Rochelle, that when you leave the UK with your UK licence, and it may be the same for other countries, you're not obliged by them to do anything about it? They don't really care, the DVLA, as long as you say we're leaving the country.
No, you don't even have to say that.
Right.
Then we do get, Rochelle will know, and we do get a lot of people that argue the point that, and we've had it recently, and they've tried to get verification from DVLA, they've had to apologise to us. The fact is that your licence is legal even if you don't have a UK address. And this is what Brian Della mentioned, that if you want to feel comfortable, you can register it with the DVLA, your licence registered there. So
that's
they then have an address.
Oh.
And if I remember, Rochelle, that's voluntary, isn't it?
Yeah, that's voluntary. But the thing is, people say, well, OK, it's better to you to transfer to Spanish your licence because then they have all your data. There's another option, and that's that you just register your UK licence, if it's still valid to drive here, so say at least within those first two years of residency, register it on the driver's registry, a Traficol, and then they will put your NIE number on it and your address details. You will get into the point system. You're almost Spanish, except for holding your UK licence.
That's interesting.
And the Guardia Civil will be happy with that,
too. They're happy with that. They won't bother you.
Because you're on the system, effectively.
Yes. You're on the system.
That's what
they can find you for fines.
You can understand it in a way. They're not happy that a lot of us are not on the system. We're driving around here with a licence. They can't really check on.
So you do that at Traffico with your UK or other countries' licence?
Yes, definitely. That is, if you're not obliged to renew it under the two-year resident protocol.
Yes.
So if your licence is, say, for A, category A, B, and you have a photo card.
Yeah, got it. Wow, that's very interesting. OK, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be back to carry on. If anybody wants to give us a call, 952-78-4000.
Talk Radio
Europe. Feeling chilly?
Cold start? Never mind. Now, there may not be a hot cuppa, but you're sure to get a platoon of mechanics.
Our fast and efficient roadside assistance will even help you start your car in the morning, no matter how cold the weather is.
Change to Linea Directa.
because a small change can make a big difference. Call 902-123-983 for a car insurance quote today. That's 902-123-983. Línea Directa. Small on price, big on service.
iPrint, take one. iPrint, the one-stop shop for all your printing, exhibition, signage and displays.
Cut. Hang on, they do design as well. They design my flyers and my business cards for me and help me sort out the launch of my company.
They do design as well?
Yeah.
We went to iPrint and they took a photo of my kids and blew it up on canvas.
iPrint, take two. iPrint, the one-stop shop for all your printing, signage, exhibition, design and photo printing. Why not come to one of our offices and we can show you what we can do? Or call our Cavapino office on 951 310 395 or our Nueva Andalucía office on 952 906 121 or visit www.iprint.es. iPrint, more than just a printer's.
At Guadalhorce Golf Club, you can enjoy playing golf during the week at our magnificent private club, designed by Miguel Angel Jimenez, with a first-class client service, quality, and the best price on the Costa del Sol. Come and enjoy our magnificently restored facilities, together with our academy. For more information, telephone 952-179-378, or visit us at guadalhorcegolfclub.com.
Join me, Stephen Ritson, weekdays at 12:30 for the Financial Report, brought to you by CurrencyFair.com, the smarter way to send money home or abroad.
Bill Padley on TRE, Talk Radio Europe.
It's 19 minutes to midday. Let's talk till midday today. And we've got Myra here from the Citizens Advice Bureau in Spain. We've got Rochelle on the line, also from CAB Spain. We're talking Spanish driving licenses. Welcome back, ladies. And let's take some more calls. The lines are going nuts now. So 952-78-4000. Good morning, you're live on TRE.
Hello.
Hello there, yes. What's your name?
Good morning. My name's Pierre.
Hello, what can we do for you?
Well, the irony is I do all the paperwork for the driving licenses.
Right.
And my own one, I've just renewed it now, and they've taken my D1, the minibuses driving license. I've been to a trafficker, and I've said to him, look, I've had this driving license for the last 26 years. My Spanish license is 26 years old. And you've taken it away suddenly.
So you've renewed a license and you have lost a privilege, effectively.
Exactly. I've had in the last 26 years, this must be my third license, Spanish license.
Oh, okay. Rochelle, got any thoughts on that one?
Yeah, it's probably just a weird administrative glitch. Complain and have it corrected. That's what I would advise.
They said I've got to go back to Alicante's Trafico.
Yeah.
Because I normally work with Murcia and Cartagena.
Yeah.
And I said, I've got to go to Alicante and sort it out from there. And that means going back 26 years to get my original driving license. But I said, but on my the last one I've had, it's perfectly there.
Yeah.
You know, so, and they say, well, you know, you've got to go back to Trafico, so, you know.
Oh, interesting.
What you could try is get a certificate of entitlement from the DVLA directly, because you should still be in the database, and present that document to your Murcia office. See if they will catch on with that.
In the Cartagena Trafico, they said I'm not. And I've shown them my actual license, the old one, with the entitlement on there, with being expired in 2015.
It's not the first time we've had this. No. Sorry, listener, from that particular traffico. But do what Rochelle says, and that way you've got the proof that you're entitlement. You've just got to fight this.
Yeah.
So, certificate of entitlement from the DVLA.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good luck with it. Let us know how you get on. We have another call on the line. Good morning, you're live on TRE.
Hello.
Hello there.
My name's Jack. I'd like to ask a question.
Of course, Jack. Fire away.
Well, the wife and I have just had Spanish driving licences, and it took about 8 months to get. And when we got our licence back, we only got 2 years on our licence.
Hmm.
I wonder why.
I
approached 70 and the wife was 69.
That's because, when did you renew them? Just recently?
Recently, yes, about, I don't know.
That's a bit weird, because I would understand if the if you were nearing 65, because that's when in Spain the validity period should change from 10 to 5 years and 5 to 3 years. But why you've only got two? Did the medical exam that you have, did they give any indications that there would be reasons to shorten it?
No reasons.
No issues at all?
No, and I mean, I was 70 and the wife's 69.
Would this have been anything to do with the date of the expiry of their licences, Rochelle, their UK licences?
No, not if they renewed. If you renew, so you did. If you had a medical, you renewed. So, no, then they should just issue the 5 and 3 years. Not 2 years.
Looks like we have administrative glitch.
Which trafficker was that caller, please?
It wasn't a renewal. It was my first one. First Spanish license.
Yeah, but you renewed. You changed from UK to Spanish.
Yes, you did
have a medical.
Yes.
Yeah, they call it a renewal in that case.
Okay, just to confuse even further. Marvelous. Yeah.
And the region you're in? It's interesting for us to know how different traffickers are working.
Where are you calling from? Which trafficker would that be?
Benissa.
Alicante, Valencia.
Alicante.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, thank you for your call.
But do contact them.
Well, it sounds like another one of those weird administrative glitches. There's a few of those cropping
up
today.
If you sign any forms, check whether the categories are on there. If you want them all transferred to your new license, and as soon as you receive a license that you think there's something weird with it, I can't explain this one. It must be an administrative glitch, or they have their reasons that I can't see through the phone.
Fair enough. Okay, we'll take another caller. Good morning. You're live on TRE.
Hello.
Hello there.
My name's Brian, and I live in Moira.
Hello, Brian. What can we do for you?
Well, I've been diagnosed with Parkinson's back 2001, and I've been in Spain since then.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that I docked my license as HGV2 license. I worked for the post office driving 17-ton lorries to Gatwick Airport and back.
Mm-hmm.
Then I came out here and retired. I phoned up the DVLA Wales and LoBL, they blocked my licence. So I was driving out here to the Covenant, waiting for the Esther to change my licence. It took a hell of a long time. And then they told me that I could have a card, a plastic card, to change from the UK to here. Eventually, about 6 months ago, I managed to get a certificate from them, confirmation of the GB driving license and details, with all the documentation on it. I've been driving out here, so technically I shouldn't be driving. And I'm a very good driver. I've had no accidents, and when I look at the way the Spanish drive out here, and even the police, it's disgusting. They don't take any notice of the white line in the middle of the road.
Well, that's a whole other discussion as to being good drivers or not. But you're basically saying your license has been docked, and you're saying it's been docked by the Spanish or docked by the DVLA?
By the DVLA.
All right, okay.
So when the Spanish ask for confirmation, where's my plastic card? It was invalid. So I'm still applying again to see if I can get the new license.
Well, good luck with the DVLA. I've dealt with them myself on many occasions. Actually, they've been quite helpful, to be honest with you. They've been not bad at all with me. But, okay, well, thank you for your call. We appreciate it. We'll have to move on because the lines are going absolutely crazy here. Good morning. You're live on TRE.
Good morning. I think I missed something. 4A and 4B, mine are two different dates, one from 15 and one 17.
Yeah.
Can you tell me which is valid, which is for the normal car that I'm driving?
So you're talking about the ones on the front of your card now, aren't you?
Yes, where the picture is, where the photo is.
Rochelle, am I correct in saying that 4B is the expiry one?
Yes, oh, okay. 4A should be the as-of date.
Okay, the 4B is the expiry. Yeah, give me your website, or are you doing it at the end of the programme?
We'll do all the details at the end of the programme, the Facebook page. Am I right with that 4B thing, by the way, Rochelle, or am I just making it up?
No,
cool, cool.
Don't make stuff up.
I'll get paid to make things up.
No. What's your latest renewal or your latest address change in the UK?
No, I've had my license a while, but it always takes ages. It took me 9 months to get it from. But I think that's passed and done. I won't keep you any longer.
Thank you so much, you call. Really appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Thank you. 952 78 4000 is the number to call. Good morning, you're live on TRE.
Morning, Bill.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, Michelle. Good morning, Myra.
Morning.
Morning.
Bill, when I first applied to, you know, to my renewal in Wales, DVLA, you know, at the age appropriate, they sent it back, you know, didn't send it back, they just wrote to me straight away saying that you're living in Spain, now you have to get a Spanish driving licence. Mm.
That's good of them.
Sorry?
That's good of them.
partly good of them. Partly.
And I applied. And I mean, I've never been to this, what do you call it, traffic hall in Gallagher. Now, my nearest town is only a mile away, is Fuengirola. There's two places there I can have it. And I've just had it renewed now till 2021.
Ah.
And just took medical, you know, there's an eye test, there was a blood test. I passed both quite well, actually. And I even got down to the bottom line, believe it or not. But anyway, there was no problem whatsoever, and it renewed now, as I say, for 5 years. But the indication to me from that was that it's got to be necessary to renew it in Spain, because DVLA themselves told me that.
Sorry, can I just say, DVL should have said, it was good, like Rochelle said, of DVLA to let you know so that they didn't renew it in the UK and your licence could have been null and void here. But the second part is unless they knew your licence, I doubt they would have known whether you needed to renew it in Spain or not.
Well, I told them I give that as my address, you see, Spain.
Yes, but an address is not the law, you see.
I see.
I think they're just being nice to you because they're in Wales, Brian. That's what it is.
Yeah. So if the UK have been controversial now, is crazy enough to pull out of Europe. My license, which is currently valid anywhere in Europe as well, will it be okay to carry on?
I don't think anyone knows the answer to that, do they, Myra?
If we
leave.
They're not telling us, so you have to wonder why.
Yeah.
They're not telling us anything, and yet you're supposed to vote on no information.
Thank you for your call always, Brian. Much appreciated, sir. Definite favouritism from a Welshman to a Welshman there, definitely. An email here from Joanna, who says, I applied to DVLA for a photocard UK licence online a couple of years ago, giving my old UK address, which property I still own, but have been resident in Spain for 15 years. They say, I can't get it renewed in the UK. If I go to Trafco with my pink paper licence, do I just need to get a medical, or will I have to retake my driving test in Spain? My paper licence is in date.
Can I ask, that's the old paper licence, yes?
Yeah.
The old
so, yeah.
That
yeah.
should have been renewed
anyway.
In 2 years. So that is gone its sell-by date long time ago, but you can renew that licence. I would do so as soon as possible.
And would Joanna need a whole driving test here, or just
no.
the medical?
No, just the medical.
There
Luckily.
You go, Joanna. Fantastic.
Nice and simple,
Fantastic.
Isn't it? Considering that's no longer valid, so be careful.
No, we've got about 8 minutes left. The lines are going crazy. I'd just like to, for the information for our listeners, who are probably sitting there going, okay, well, how do we get one of these Spanish driving licences? Rochelle, how do we get a Spanish driving licence without having the kind of things we hear? We heard somebody there say, it took 8 months. They lost mine in the post. Mine's been missing for 2 years. How do we get one simply?
Well, there's one encouraging, one bit of encouraging news, actually, because one of our members commented earlier this morning on one of our driving licences threads on their Facebook.
Yeah.
And they said that in Granada, they're very, very modern, and they, on the spot, check your entitlement with the DVLA through the electronic office.
Wow.
You know, when the pet counterpart was abolished,
yes.
They said that you can get a code, and then you, for example, when you rent a car, and they can check your entitlement, and then you can rent a car.
That's right.
Well, apparently, Trafico now has the same facilities.
Ah.
So when you get there, with your old license, you sign a form authorizing them to check your entitlement directly in the DVLA database, and then they process your whole bit, your whole paperwork, medical, passport, photos, and etc., and bloop, shouldn't be take long at all anymore. But that's Granada.
And so therefore I'd like to come in here and to say that you can do your transactions with Trafico in any Trafico. It doesn't have to be in your municipality. For instance, if you want, as long as it's your province, if you might even be nationwide, but at least your province,
right.
If you were having problems in Alicante, you want to drive to Granada, you could do.
Oh, that's interesting.
No, not from Alicante to Granada, because
sorry, Alicante is Valencia. Thank you, Rochelle. From Malaga to Granada, within the same province, and
within
then
the same autonomous region.
Yeah, I said that, and then I went and sent you from one to the other. We think it will remain autonomous regions, but
yeah. And if people really can't be bothered to go and sit and queue up at Trafico, is it worth getting somebody to do it for you, and is that a simpler process?
Well, you could, but many of the centres where they do the medical for you offer the same services.
Right.
So you could try that one as well.
That's a good idea.
That's a good option.
As well as the Hestoria, the automobile is. Please don't go to a normal Hestor. Mm. We have to, and it's not spelt with J, it's spelt with G, or a H. But just a little light note there. But make sure it's a Hestor, the automobilist. People go to an ordinary Hestor who then tries to do it themselves and they're not really, don't have that connection. Or then you have to pay a bit more because they have to go to a Hestor, the automobilist.
Yes.
That's another program, but there are Hestors just means somebody who moves papers and there are
Good point.
Something that might be useful to know is that the protocol for the traffic officers prescribe them when they checked for your when they send a fax message to the DVLA to check on your entitlement, that if they don't receive an answer within a month, they have to resend the fax.
Mm-hmm.
And they probably won't do that, but that gives you cause and reason to chase them up.
Right. I'm mightily impressed they're using fax machines still in the 21st century.
Yes, they do.
That's wonderful to hear.
Well, the Granada message from this morning gives us hope.
Well, it does. Now, we literally running out of time. I don't want to finish without just giving some interesting news, and that we are now seeing people, and you're posting this on your Facebook pages, who are receiving fines.
Yes.
And in some cases, those fines have been already overturned.
Yep.
And that's very interesting. There's one particular case you talk about, and people can see it on your Facebook page if they go there. Somebody went back to Trafico after appealing the fine and were told to rip it up. The policeman was wrong.
True.
Amazing. Yeah.
The only thing before Rochelle goes on in this is that we wish that Trafico would have given her something in writing, but of course they don't. But carry on, Rochelle. We have another case as well. This is happening. A lot of people that we don't know about who have not contacted us who are having what we call being fined unjustly, we could say illegally. Sorry, Rochelle.
Yeah, this lady had a photocard license with just category B on it, so she should be fined, as I mentioned right from the start when we started this interview.
Yeah,
so she should have been fined. And she appealed. And they told us, yes, that she was right and that we were right because we had been assisting her in that, and that she could rip up the fine. As Myra said, unfortunately, they don't give you any written proof.
Mm.
They don't even if you appeal by registered mail. It just goes away.
Understood. Let's give out now. We are finishing up the where people can come to find more information on this, your Facebook page and indeed your website.
Yes.
And let's bear in mind here that this is a voluntary thing for you guys. You know, you're not being paid hundreds of thousands of pounds by the government to do this. So all donations are gratefully received.
Thank you.
It's not a donation drive, this, but let's face it, these ladies and the rest of the staff at CAB are doing a fantastic job. So go on their Facebook page and their website, have a look, and then you'll see the kind of stuff that goes on and you can make your own mind up about it.
Can I just say that for driving licence queries, please send them to info@citizensadvice.org.es. You will find, and then please put as concept driving licence. It helps us because we get lots of, it's like when people say you didn't answer and it was urgent, please put urgent on the top. So if you put info, it'll be forwarded to Rochelle.
Okay. So the website address is?
Yes, it's www.citizensadvice.org.es. If anybody doesn't get that, all you have to do is Google us.
Yeah.
Google's fantastic.
Yeah.
Citizens Advice Bureau Spain or Citizens Advice Spain, and you will get our website.
Fantastic.
All the contact details are there.
And a Facebook page, which is very useful, very immediate, good for kind of discussions. Even if you're not on Facebook, join it just so you can have a look at what's going on there. What's your Facebook page name? The same thing, presumably.
Well, yes, the thing is that you cannot link from the website. From the website, you will find a Facebook icon. You can link to the page, and there you will find a message to get you to link to our group. We're nearly 20,000 strong there.
Fabulous.
So you can have great discussions. But everybody is volunteers, all the staff. And I'd like to say, staff, volunteers, thank you to them all.
Absolutely. Well, we thank you both. Myra, thanks for coming, and we'll see you next month. Rochelle, you've done a sterling effort. You are indeed the driving licence queen.
Thank you, Bill.
I'm going to record a special version of the ABBA song for you and let you have it for a Christmas present.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Been lovely to talk to you, Rochelle. Take care. Have a good day. Myra, see you next month.